morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. Dr. DeHaan tells the following illustration. I once had an old, inexpensive watch which I wore constantly. Its cheap case was worn as bright and shiny as a mirror. Then I was given another watch, and I laid the old one aside, out of circulation. After a year, I found the discarded watch in a desk, and it had turned gray and dull and lusterless. Constant handling had kept it bright. Separated from me, it became dull. And so, too, with believers. It is constant, practical contact which keeps us clean. I read recently, while studying about pearls, that they must be worn close to the skin, or they fade and their luster dies out. To maintain their brilliance, they must be kept in close contact with a living body. The famous Lady Thiers necklace consisted of 145 exquisite pearls, and was willed to the French Republic and placed in a museum, but never worn. Soon they lost their color and luster, and so a woman was hired as a pearl mother to wear them. She wore them publicly under heavy guard and almost incessantly handled them with her fingers. And soon the luster returned. The closer we keep to his heart, the Lord Jesus' heart, the brighter we sparkle. Jesus said, He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. It means to follow every step of the way. This is the way of power. We read today in our verses about John the Baptist, a man of power who walked close to the Lord. Sacred Scriptures and the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. We're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. It carries the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. Luke chapter 1. Then his father, Zachary, was filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in prophecy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and wrought their redemption. He has raised up a scepter of salvation for us among the posterity of his servant David, according to the promise which he made by the lips of holy men that have been his prophets from the beginning, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all those who hate us. So he would carry out his merciful design toward our fathers by remembering his holy covenant. He had sworn an oath to our father Abraham that he would enable us to live without fear in his service, delivered from the hand of our enemies, passing all our days in holiness and approved in his sight. Thou, my child, will be known for a prophet of the Most High, going before the Lord to clear his way for him. Thou wilt make known to his people the salvation that is to release them from their sins. Such is the merciful kindness of our God, which has bidden him come to us like a dawning from on high, to give light to those who live in darkness, shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And as the child grew, the spirit achieved strength, and he dwelt in the wilderness until the day he was made manifest to Israel. Wonderful things written of John the Baptist. Thou wilt make known to his people the salvation that is to release them from their sins.